Okay, so we're on page 54. Yesterday we began Kufman Dalad. So we learned yesterday in our abbreviated session that when we're reading from a Navi, in other words, Haftorahs, you could skip around. But in Torah, you don't skip around. You don't skip from one thing to another. Why? So the Machaber said because people get, again using the word, people get verblunded, people get mixed up. Mishabura, I don't know if I read this Mishabura yesterday, Mishabura says, Lefisha divrei Torah, divrei azharas ve'onshin u'mitzos. Because when you learn the Torah, so there's things we can't do, there's warnings, there's mitzvos. Even in the parshos that we've read from Bereishis until we say there's no mitzvahs, well, there's a couple. But still, you know, we learn a lot from Masei Avosim and Levanim, and we learn a lot from what the Avos did. You know, so Vetzarak Sheyichnesu Belev Hashomim. And that has to go into a person's heart. So, She'adam Yotzim Mishita Lishita Ve'eno Noach Lisbona and Masha'en Kim Ve'nevim. So if you're jumping around, you know, if you go from one line to another, skipping lines, going from this line, and then all of a sudden you skip a few more lines and things like that. So then it distracts you, and it makes the lesson more difficult to absorb. So, but you could go from Navi to Navi. Now, I don't know if I mentioned yesterday, since we were running around a lot. So the Mishabura discusses about this, whether you, even in a Navi you could, and Mishabura brings out opinions that even in a Navi you shouldn't, or in certain ways, but the Mishabura comes out that that in a when we're talking about a Navi, that's talking about this Mishabura Yud, well, we'll see, that it's really the next halacha, but it's really the same idea. That when you go from one Navi to another Navi, because in those days, or now, like I said yesterday, in yeshivas they have scrolls for the Navi. So that's really a lot of fun. Like, not only do you have to find a Baal Korah, but then you have to find a Baal Korah for the Haftorah. Right? So that's, you know, like, people laying Torah is one thing, but totally. So, so then, if you have to roll and go from one place to another, again, there's a different problem. And the problem is, it will take time. So then there's another problem. The other problem is, besides the fact that people get verblunded, but even in Navi, where we're not so concerned about people getting confused or not taking in the lesson, the other problem is, when you roll, as we know, it takes a while, and people are waiting. So that's another consideration, Mishabura says in Yud. So, but the Chofetz Chaim says, but today, avoladi donshav Torahs nichtavim be kuntrisim or bechumashim. But today that we have them on Haftorah books or in a chumash. Now again, there's a separate halacha that you should, if you don't have a scroll, you should at least read the Haftorah out of a complete Tanakh. That's why we use that Tanakh, believe it or not. That was, I know it's hard for people to imagine such a thing, but this was before Art Scroll Tanakh, believe it or not. So we have this big, nice Tanakh that the Ephrats, I think, gave many, many years ago. So it's a really nice Tanakh. It's big, easy to read, and we have all the Haftarahs marked off. Now in the Art Scroll Tanakh, I think they have printed in there where the Haftorah is on the side. So again, that's for that reason. Because, again, even if you're using, you're not using a scroll, you're using, like most shuls do in America, you're using a printed whatever matter, it's best to use a whole Tanakh. So our scroll printed in the Tanakh, where the stops with Haftorah is. So, the Chofetz Chaim says, if you're using that, so then we're not so concerned about going from one thing in Tanakh, from one thing in Navi to another thing in Navi. Why? You have it marked off. Like if you look in the, right, Mr. Remugin, like I have it marked off when in the times in the Haftorah you have to skip. So where I have a star, and jump ahead two pages, you know, you can write that in a Tanakh. Can't write that in a Sefer Torah, right? So the Mishnah Berurah Yud brings in that additional aspect that, again, besides the fact that we have a problem by Torah, that people, it will be hard for people if we skip around to absorb the idea. Second idea is, how long will it take to go from one thing to another? Okay, let's just do base very quickly. Again, we don't have enough time to get into it completely. At least introduce the idea. The custom is that if there's a chasan, or there was a custom, there is a custom. To skip the brackets for a second. That they used to have a custom that when there was a chasan, it talks about Hashem should be happy with me, like a chasan, and like it mentions about Kala, how she adorns herself, so on. So therefore, it would fit, even though it's not in the weekly Haftarah, but to mark the occasion. Now let's just look at the, some people ask me this, but now look at the parentheses. So the Rama says, Haftarah, the word Haftarah, right? Where does that come from? What's the idea there? Something about Torah? So, Yeshomrim, it says, Shumi Lashon Eimach Tir Nachar Pesach. People are getting nervous about Pesach, right? So here it is. So we all know Eimach Tir Nachar Pesach HaKom. We don't end off after the Korban Pesach. She Inyano Siluk, to end. It's the idea. Kolomar Tfila Shacharis. It's the end of Shacharis. You know, it's technically your Kumpur Khan and Ashrei, and you know, but still, it's the end of Shacharis. It's the end of Shacharis. So that's where the word Haftorah comes from. So at Mirat Hashem tomorrow, we'll get into this a little more about Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, which is Erev Rosh Chodesh, and Machar Chodesh. So Mirat Hashem, we'll get into that tomorrow.
You also use for the Niftar.